Hi, this is Craig Smith reporting in from Salt Lake City in Utah in the United States for day five, the final day of the Agile 2011 conference. And the day kicked off was really just a couple of keynotes today, but a couple of announcements at the start. Just a recap that the Agile 2012 conference will be held in Grapevine in Texas. That's just outside of Dallas. Mitch Lacey is the conference chair there. Also that a number of videos that have been taken throughout the conference, about 20 in total, so you know, it's only about 10% of the total conference program. I'm happy to say that the talk that I did with Adrian Smith on the Speed to Cool was one of those selected. They'll be available on the Agile Alliance website in the coming months. And also all the presentations, if people have uploaded them to the website, will be available on the program from the Agile 2011 website as well. So today, two keynotes really to kick off the day. The first by a guy named Kelvin Henney. He's written a couple of books, including one called 97 Things Every Programmer Should Know. And he was really talking about the fact that functionality is an asset and code is a liability. And doing things like, you know, seeing how noisy your code is, you know, perhaps passing it through a tag cloud generator to see what it shows you, remembering the code embodies principles and values. You know, even if you look at the Agile Manifesto, it embodies that. So does our penal code. Remind us that typing is not the bottleneck, it's all about humans. And probably an interesting point, one that I probably took away, was to remember that it's not really all about business value, because business value is not that exciting. It's not the thing that gets you out of bed in the morning. It's about passion. He also had a bit of a controversial comment, I guess, that we're not very good at learning from failure. And, you know, his point was that we can, but we're not wired to. And it sort of got me thinking that one a little bit. And he finished off by talking about a patterns manifesto, something that he's drawn up, by saying that we are uncovering better ways of developing software by seeing how others have done it. And I think that's a pretty true word as well. So very interesting talk, very visual talk from Kelvin. The second keynote was from Linda Rising, well known for her Fearless Change book. Her talk was called The Agile Mindset, and it was really, at the start, basing it off a bunch of work done by someone in the psychology area called Carol Dweck, her book called Mindset. She's also got another book that she's just recently published called Self Theories, but Mindset's apparently one of those ones you can pick up and have a bit of a read and understand what's going on. Her point was that there are two mindsets, fixed and agile, and that mindset determines everything we do. Determines our goals, our reactions to failure, our belief about effort and strategy, and our attitudes towards other successes. And her point is that as humans we can continue to grow, but you can't measure someone's potential with an IQ test, so it's just a point in time. Now, also the fact that our belief about yourself affects your belief about others, so depending on which one you are, we have this hard wire to judge and stereotype others. Fixed mindsets do it on very little evidence. Agile mindsets still do it, but a little less positive and negative. She also talked about the fact that organisations have a mindset as well, comparing Enron, who had a very fixed mindset, and we all know what happened to them, and Southwest, who's more an agile mindset because they're very much about people and not planes. And also that managers have a mindset because how they view their employees affects their performances. And really, I guess to finish off, her point was is that the mindset is a belief, it can't be changed, and we can't change people's opinions, but we can certainly encourage them to change their mindset. And at the end, she got, you know, a standing round of applause for, you know, for the last keynote. So I guess that wraps up Agile 2011 here in Salt Lake City. Again, the rest of the day was really a bit of a free day, so I spent a bit of time taking a bit of a look around the city, and ended up this evening at the local baseball game, seeing a game with the Salt Lake City Bees, and happy to say that they won that game as well. So all in all, the end of a pretty successful and enjoyable conference, catching up with lots and lots of people and seeing lots of good sessions as well. So that's it from the Agile 2011 conference in Salt Lake City. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and we'll catch you real soon. So long for now.